The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
All right, it is another day on the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me today is Gary Yandel from our Middleton store. Gary, thanks for coming on the show again, man. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's I really enjoy having you on the show because you fill me with more knowledge, which I am always appreciative of. Gary is, I'm going to classify you as our fruit tree and berry expert in the company. I'm going to give you that title.
Okay.
Gary knows a ton. He's got his own small orchard. You've got a pretty good sized little place there that I believe. You've got a good number of fruit trees and grapes and all sorts of stuff, right?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah. So Gary knows his stuff when it comes to fruit trees and grapes and berries. And so we're going to talk about those things and how we're going to get that stuff ready for fall. We got a few other things we're going to talk about today as well that Gary is very knowledgeable in. So if you want to be a part of the show, if you've got any questions about that sort of stuff, give us a call here at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. Real quick, just to throw out there, I think Sea Spot Walk is today. I think it's going on right now. They're probably close to being done, I believe. So hopefully, if you got a chance to go out to Sea Spot Walk and support the Humane Society, thank you very much. It's something we've been a part of for a very, very long time. I think since the beginning, we were one of the original sponsors for Sea Spot Walk when it started almost 20, I think it was 25 years ago. So
it's been a while.
Very, very big fundraiser for the Idaho Humane Society, and we're very happy to be a part of it. Also, we have a sale going on at the stores right now. It's our 85th anniversary sale. So, Gary, what kind of stuff have we got on sale? We're running the sale longer than we usually do. I think we're going for 10 days, so we're just starting it. Still going to have another week and weekend of the sale, but I know we've got a lot of good stuff on sale right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on sale, all pet supplies and so forth, dog bowls, all that kind of stuff. That's all 20%
even
off.
Even the food's 20%.
Even the food's 20%,
which is
a
big
treats,
sale. I don't think we've ever done that much on a dog food sale.
Yeah, like a broad stroke, just everything's on
all
sale.
All food is 20% off.
Yeah, you get some great savings. We're seeing a lot of people coming in. I mean, they're stocking up, of course, buying a few more bags than they normally would.
Yeah, but even toys and treats, supplements, and then there's a whole bunch of gardening stuff that's on sale as well. Pottery is on sale, big sale.
Yeah,
I know.
60% off pottery.
Yeah.
Tools, garden tools, if you need some garden tools, 20% off. Garden gloves, 40% off.
Yeah, so really good sale. We're running it longer than we usually do. So, take advantage of it. I think we'll probably be running out of stuff this year as we don't usually. But so take advantage of that. If you get a chance to come into the store, take a look around, see if there's anything you need, and you can get ready for next year for sure, especially those garden tools. Is pruning stuff on sale too?
Yeah, all your garden tools, including pruning. And let's not forget Thrive is still on sale.
Yeah, it's a good sale on the Thrive, and that'll go through the entirety of this sale as well. So very, very good. All right, so Gary, let's get into some of the fall prep. You know, we had a really good show with you earlier this year in the spring, and you just unloaded tons of knowledge on us about, you know, all the things that we, you know, we probably could have done two or three shows about the stuff we talked about, but we condensed it down pretty well. So we're going to talk about the tail end. We're going to bookend it here and kind of give us the other end of it as we get into fall. What are those things that we need to think about and start preparing for any of those fruits or vegetables or even the garden that you want to just keep in mind and prepare? Because I really believe that preparation is like 90% of the work. If you put that more effort into the on this end, it's going to make it so much easier for you on things the next year.
Exactly. Correct.
So we really want to focus on that today. So if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call, 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We've got open phone lines, so we'll get you right in. So let's start with fruit trees, because I know that's a thing that you've got a pretty, I think you called it a small orchard, but when you told me how many trees you had, I couldn't believe that you considered that a small orchard, because that sounds like an entire lifetime of work. But you, how many trees do you have?
Well, it does keep me busy. Yeah, I got almost a dozen trees.
Yeah,
but each tree is a different fruit.
Okay,
each tree has its own personality.
Interesting.
Each tree has its own thing, own timing, and that's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah, a dozen trees. I planted four fruit trees this year, and I am happy with that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine 12. So let's talk about fruit trees to start off with. You know, just in kind of a general idea, I know each tree is going to be a little different, but we can probably do it by family or something. What are some of the things that you're thinking about right now to start getting those trees prepared for fall?
I'm looking at my fruit orchard now, and I'm looking at any trees that produce suckers. Those are the ground suckers coming up the ground. I want to get those cut out of there. They're not doing the tree any good. I'm also looking at the trees, see if I got any broken limbs, anything like that. You can go ahead and prune those out of there. They're not doing the tree any good either.
Yeah.
You don't want to do any heavy pruning this time of year. You want to reserve for that for next, let's say February, March, when you do your heavy fruit tree pruning. So not a lot in that way right now. When the leaves fall off the trees, make sure you go out there and pick all that up. You can, of course, you know, shred those up and compost if you want to, but don't leave them around the base of your trees. That'll harbor insects that are going to give you trouble next year.
Yeah.
The one tree that you're going to have to pay particular attention to this fall will be your nectarine and peach trees. If earlier this year, let's say back in April, May, you had a disease called peach leaf curl.
Yeah.
This is when the peach leaves curl up, and they'll turn all kinds of bright, pretty colors, pink and yellow.
They look very funky. Yeah. They look weird. They curl up. They usually bulbousy little things growing out of them. It's just a weird one, yeah.
So now is the time, after the leaves fall off, and that's going to happen here real shortly. Now's the time you spray with that.
Right.
And copper fungicide works great for this.
Yeah.
And then you repeat this spray of the copper fungicide again next February before the leaves come on again.
Okay, so that's a good thing to remember. One, that peach leaf curl is treated now.
It has to be done now.
Yeah, it's an interesting timing situation, because most of the time, what I've seen over the years, and I'm sure you see this too, people bring that peach leaf curl in March, April, and as it's starting to show up, and they want to know what they can do for it, and unfortunately, at that time,
it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. So, really, if you've had that issue, if you've noticed it, it now is the time that you're going to search, or very soon is the time where you're going to start treating for that. Yes. Now, I think you were mentioning something about should you take care of the leaves specifically for those trees? Should you?
Oh, yes.
Should you put those in the mulch pile as well?
No. Actually, on those trees that were diseased like that, your nectarines and peaches, when those leaves fall off, bag those up, get them off your property, put them in the landfill, whatever, or burn them.
Yeah.
Your choice. Don't compost and don't use them.
Right.
The spore for that disease is all over those leaves.
Yeah.
And you don't want to propagate this tree. this disease any worse than what you already got it. If left alone, this disease will eventually affect the fruit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So even the fruit. And then is there long-term damage to the tree itself, or is it mainly getting into the fruit and causing harvest problems?
Not so much the tree itself.
Yeah.
Some minor damage, but mostly left undone, it will eventually deform the fruit, make the fruit virtually inedible.
Yeah. So that's great to know. Really good information on the peach leaf curl. I think, are we about a break or are we still got a few minutes? Okay, let's go ahead and take a break because I got a lot of stuff that I want to cover with Gary and I don't want to break it up too much. So we will be right back here on the Zamzos Garden Show. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOR.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and now through Sunday, October 15th, Zamzel's is celebrating our 85th anniversary with a sale. You might call it a staying in business sale, because we've been located on the same corner selling the same products and still owned by the same Zamzel family for 85 years. But we couldn't have grown from one store to 11 without you, our wonderful customer. So we're saying thank you by saving you 10 to 60% off many of the items you need and use every day from Zamzel's. Like 10% off all Zamzos quality livestock feeds, all pet foods, including Zamzos and Grandma Z's, national brands, and even raw diets are 20% off. Oh, and $5 off all 35-pound or larger size bags of wild bird food. Plus, get a 20-pound bag for just $5 when you buy any bird feeder. But some items are limited to stock on hand, so shop now and save big. Because for 85 years, when it comes to serving you,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
C.S. Lewis, former atheist, become believer, author of Chronicles of Narnia, used to argue that Jesus Christ is either the Lord, he's a liar, or he's a lunatic because of the outrageous claims he made of himself. I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, he'll never die. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Either he's the greatest liar who ever lived, and his teachings and lifestyle does not support that. He's a lunatic. And his, again, teachings and lifestyle do not support that, or he is Lord. I'm here to tell you, the death and the resurrection prove that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at BoiseChurch.org, BoiseChurch.org, Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
This Friday through Monday, don't miss Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale with Columbus Day Savings. Top name brands are on sale, plus get an additional 10% off. Hampton and Rhodes Queen mattresses starting at just $199.99. Get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress now just $454.99, plus get an additional 10% off. And Friday through Monday, get a Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress now just $474.99. There's something for everyone with more than 15 queen mattresses under $699.99. Two out of three people choose the Dream Bed Lux over the other leading memory foam mattresses. It costs $1,000 less and has cooling technology. Take it home for just $37 a month for 72 months, plus take an additional 10% off. Sleep at the perfect temperature when you get new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice for just $39 a month. Mattress Firm, Boise, Meridian, and Nampa. Tell them Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton from KBOI sent you. Mattress Firm, save money, sleep happy.
Why have over 3 million guys switch to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we make just one perfect razor with 5 precision blades.
Ding!
We own the factory and cut out the middleman. And sell our high-quality blades for ridiculous prices every day. Now we're dropping the ridiculous sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality and an amazing price. Visit Harry's.com today and use code 7070 to get a special trial offer. That's Harry's.com, code 7070.
Stop waiting for glasses at iMart Express that can make your glasses in as little as 30 minutes. That's right, buy today, wear today. Two pairs of single vision glasses start at just $38.71 and two pairs of progressives just $76.92. So for the best value in eyewear and same day glasses, come to iMart Express. Right glasses, right price, right now. For locations, visit iMartExpress.com.
We are the home for the best in local talk. Call Jay, Chris, and Nate on News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back here on the Zamzos Garden Show. We're helping Travis with his dog, some dog questions. So, this is the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Gary Yandel from our Middleton store, and Gary is helping us out, getting ready our trees and our berries and our grapes for getting all stuff ready for fall. And we got a phone call during the break, so we're going to go to Judy in Boise. And Judy, how's it going? Thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a plum tree in front of our house that we were trying to dissuade from dropping plums. It was bought as a decorative tree, and because it is in front of the house, it's dropping plums on the driveway, on the walkway into it, and they're not really particularly tasty plums. It's a Blurriana tree. It's really more decorative than... producing for things. Well, how can we keep it from maybe having so many plums drop off? Because they make a huge mess.
Okay, so there's not a whole lot you can do now. However, next spring, when this plum tree starts to leaf out, all the Zamzos sell a particular product that's very effective on this. It's called Florel Growth Regulator.
Florel?
Yeah, Florel. Florel's the brand name.
Okay.
The product is called Growth Regulator.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And you just mix this up in a tank sprayer and spray down this tree while it's in blossom.
While it's in blossom.
Right. And essentially the product kills the blossom, which kills the potential of bearing fruit.
Ah, okay. And if it did bear some fruit, would it be edible? I mean, it's not really tasty, but my husband does sometimes like to make something.
Yeah, a lot of times, when these trees that have been designed, let's say, for ornamental use, they're not really worried about the flavor, the sugars, and so forth that the fruit will produce.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to eat them, go for it. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just it's not meant for fruit.
Yeah, the growth regulator is really just a hormone. It's not a chemical.
Right.
So you're
if
you spray it and there is still and it does happen if you spray. Sometimes, you don't get everything and it will still maybe produce a little bit. It will be drastically reduced.
Okay.
But if it does have some on there, you're still fine to eat that fruit. It's such a long window from when you sprayed to when you would harvest that that it's going to be dissipated. And like I said, it's a hormone, not a chemical.
Okay, so it would be sprayed on top of the tree, on top of the branches and the flowers.
Yeah, the whole canopy of the tree.
The whole canopy.
Yeah, wherever the flowers are, you just spray this stuff down.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, what type of a sprayer would I use? I have never sprayed any of the trees out here, and I've, had some of our trees sprayed with oil in February, say, to keep the aphids down, but I don't have a sprayer myself. What would I use?
Depending on the size of the tree, let's say, a tank sprayer just might get you there.
Okay.
If your tree's under 15 feet.
Oh, that's
tall.
Bigger.
Okay, so there's another sprayer. It's called a hose-in sprayer. You actually connect this up to your garden hose.
Okay.
And you can set the settings on that to reach as high as 20 feet.
Oh, 20 feet. Okay. That might do.
And if you can get the majority of it, you'll have a good reduction in production. So even if you can't get all of it, you're going to reduce it to the point where it's not going to be nearly as much of a problem as it was this year.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'm going to give it a try.
Fantastic.
I'll come in this winter and see if I can and get some and have it ready.
The stock level on that can get a little low during the winter because it's very timely spring application. So
I see.
It may be spotty finding it right now. Do you even have any in the store, Gary?
No, I wouldn't buy it now too much. Probably when I see the tree is beginning to wake up.
Yeah, once we get to spring, February, March.
Yeah, okay. All the stores will be fully stocked with that because okay. We're anticipating this. So. Yeah.
All right. Does the blossom have to be in full bloom?
Yes.
Okay.
It has to be completely open because we got to get this hormone into the blossom.
Okay. All right.
And that's, you know, like Nolan says, you know, you don't always get everything because not all the blossoms open at the same time.
Sure, of course.
So sometimes we tell people, well, spray it twice.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it's just in certain areas, it's really a mess.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That would help me a lot.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's a good, thanks a lot for the call, Judy. Yeah. Appreciate that. That's a great product for lots of things. Plums are one, crab apples are another one, choke cherries. I've even had people use it on locusts. So anything that bears a fruit that is unwanted, it works really well. Liquid amber, I always forget. Sweet gum,
yeah.
Is another one that it works really well on. I always call it by the scientific name. I have to remember that one. So great call. Very, very good information. That's one that remember it. Do something now to remember that you're going to be needing that next spring. Put it in your calendar. Do something because it is very easy to forget. I will forget most of the stuff we talked about today as before I leave the door. So, hey, this is the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me today is Gary Yandel of our Middleton store. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We've got wide open phone lines, so we'll get you right in. We were talking about peach and nectarine trees and getting those guys in particular prepped for next spring if you've had peach leaf curl. And I wanted to bring up another one that's very common. It seems like it's almost more common kind of on the Nampa side of the valley. At least that's what I've experienced. And I don't know if this is 100% true, but... fire blight is a very common disease that gets into apples, pears, and I mean, it can even get into other fruits that are related to, in that rose family. So, Gary, what are some of those things? I mean, is there anything that you can do now to help with fire blight next spring?
You want to go out and take a good close look at your apples and pear trees. And this includes your ornamental pear and apple trees,
yes,
your crab apples and your ornamental pears. Take a look and see if you, right now, even before the leaves fall off, see if you got any leaves out there that are brown or even more towards a coffee black color.
Right.
And they're just hanging on the leaf, on the limb. And this looks like a perfectly healthy limb, that is. It's probably a good indication you got fire blight. And the only thing you can do about fire blight is to cut it out.
Right.
There is a treatment that's advisable, too. Copper spray works good on the fire blight. There is even a fire blight spray.
Yeah.
But the first part of the whole program is to find where the last dead leaf is, in this case. Move down that limb towards the trunk another 8 to 10 inches. And that's where you make a cut.
Yeah, you want to give it a good amount of space from where the damage is into healthy tissue. Because if you cut into that damaged tissue, you're actually cutting into where the disease is and you can actually spread
it. And you start spreading it, yeah.
So it's very, very important that you give it a good amount of space. And some people even recommend cleaning off your pruners in between cuts. And that's not a bad idea if you've had a heavy infestation. And probably a good recommendation regardless.
Yeah, I tell people, have yourself a gallon bucket of water out there and a quarter cup of bleach and dip and cut. And dip and cut. Yeah.
Very, very good. Okay, so let's go to Tony in Twin Falls. I almost dropped you, Tony. Tony, how can we help you today?
Hey, I heard the conversation with the lady about the plums, and I've got a similar problem, but it's with a cottonwood tree where, in the spring, summer, we end up with the thing starts, leaves out and then it gives off its cotton and it just is extremely messy. Yeah. Is there anything that we can do to that tree and inhibit that action?
time?
I am not sure if there's the only product I know of that will prevent that unwanted fruit is this Florel. There may be other things out there that I'm not aware of that we might not have access to as retail sellers to, like, the public. There may be some things that a professional might be able to use. Cottonwoods are a very difficult one because, one, they're very tall. And so spraying something on there is going to be difficult, even if you could do it. So that's kind of one thing that's difficult. Any more, cottonwoods cannot. They've been actually bred out that they don't produce that cotton. So if you've got a cottonwood that is producing it, it's going to be an older tree, which probably means it's very large. And you're going to be, it's going to be difficult. I do not know 100% if this works on a cottonwood tree, Tony. I'll have to look into that. You could do this, if you can go to zamzos.com and scroll down a little bit, there's a contact form there. Send a contact form. That goes to me at the corporate office, and I will look into that and get you an answer, and then we'll address it back here on the show. But that's as much as I can do right now for you, because I'm not really sure if that product will work on it. But you're going to have it's going to be a tough one. Those trees are just
way too big.
Yeah, they're very large, and it's a really tough one to really control.
Okay, well, yeah. I'll do that then. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tony. Sorry I couldn't be more help. We're going to go to a break real quick here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and for the next 11 days, we're recognizing the dedicated managers at all 11 Zamzos. With me now is Darian Seifert, manager of our CUNA store.
Yeah, Jim, it's our Zamzos 85th anniversary sale.
That's right, and one of the unique things about Zamzos is how each location caters to the needs of their particular community.
Absolutely, Jim. Here at the CUNA store, we have a lot of customers who buy feed and pet supplies. It will not stay warm for much longer, so you will definitely need to get some pet supplies to keep your pets warm. They can save 20% off pet supplies and 10% off feed. Our feed does not go on sale very often. It's made fresh in Meridian using hand-selected Idaho grains and chelated vitamins and minerals.
Oh, and we've extended our sale on Thrive through October 15th, and now is the perfect time to apply Thrive to everything that grows. But whatever you do, don't miss this sale. The giant 85th anniversary sale going on now through Sunday, October 15th at all 11 Zamzos.
Nobody knows like Zamzos.
Nate Gelman here for Core Group Realty. You hear us talk about Core Group Realty all the time. You hear us talking about their marketing strategy, and you hear us rattle off success stories. Now, Todd works with us here at the station. And Todd, you and your wife sold your home through Tom Dahlman and Core Group Realty. Tell me, how was it?
Tom and his group made me see that my house had some value. We picked a price that I think was correct, so much so that it sold for more than we asked for.
So the day that it went on the market, you started getting offers.
The first day that it went live, I had six people waiting to see my house. It sold within the first day.
Tom Dahlman and Core Group Realty worked for Todd and his wife out in Middleton. They can work for you. They generate the interest. They reach out to their network, and they get the job done. They even back it up with a guarantee. If they can't sell your home in 59 days or less, they won't charge you for it. Look them up online. GetMoreWithCore.com. That's GetMoreWithCore.com, or give them a call. 477-1555. That's 477-1555. You always get more with Core.
When your kids dream, they dream big. They dream about being famous architects and rock stars, world travelers and teachers. But no kid dreams of being a cancer patient. That's why you should get them vaccinated against HPV. The HPV vaccine can prevent certain cancers. Talk to your healthcare provider about vaccinating your 11 or 12-year-old sons and daughters against HPV now. It could be a lifesaver when they grow up. Let's be HPV free Idaho. Learn more at HPVfreeID.org.
Mike and Helen got something I think we could use.
We aren't getting a boat.
It's solar panels from Intermountain Wind and Solar. Mike says they're saving roughly $150 a month and will never pay another power bill.
Did they like working with Intermountain Wind and Solar?
He said it was fantastic. Guess what they bought with their savings?
a boat.
Get more information, then we'll talk.
Go solar with confidence with Intermountain Wind and Solar. Competitive pricing, quality products, more experience. Details at imwindandsolar.com.
Here at YMC Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, we know even though we are still having some warm fall days, the mornings are getting crisp and cool winter days are right around the corner. Last year, we had some fierce winter weather, so don't get caught off guard when those long, cold days head your way. At YMC, we are scheduling you now for your fall preheating checkups. Give us a call to get scheduled and let us provide you with comfort and peace of mind. YMC, for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs, now in the Treasure Valley and McCall. Call 208-888-1727 or online ymcinc.com.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right. We are here for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. It was a beautiful day outside. It is so gorgeous. Such a nice fall day. I love it. It's not too cold, but it's just got just enough coldness.
Perfect outdoor working weather.
Absolutely. <Yeah. laughs> Absolutely. All right. So it's perfect outdoor weather, but we're in here talking to you about lawn and garden stuff. We're really focusing on trees. We've talked a lot about trees today. I was hoping we would get through more. Gary was, when we were kind of getting ready for the show the other day and just kind of emailing, Gary sent me a big long list and said, maybe we need 2 hours to talk about everything. And we definitely could. So we'll work out some other things. Maybe we can get some more information out there some other ways. So so we were talking about trees. Let's move on into some other fruits, some grapes, some berries, some things like that. If you have any questions and you want to be a part of the show, you've got a question about trees and fruit trees or anything like that, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So Gary, let's talk about grapes next, because grapes is over the years when I was in the stores, grapes was a very consistent question, like when to prune, what to do, all those things. So it's a really it's a highly sought after information, because there's not a lot of easy ways to get to that info, and you've got a lot of practical experience with it. So I want to know what you do for your, because you have grapevines, right? I'm not mistaken. What I thought. But let's talk about some of the practical things, the things you're looking at to get those grapes ready for fall and get that production next year.
Okay. Now is not the time to be pruning your grapes. Wait for that for next, February, March time frame.
Yeah.
Don't do anything there. Pick all the fruit. Mm. Do not leave any grapes on your vines. Those are going to attract diseases.
Mm.
That's going to give you issues next year. So make sure you take and pick all the fruit off. When the leaves fall off your grapes later on, rake them up. Don't leave them laying there. That's also going to harbor insects. It'll give you trouble next year. Other than that, that's it for grapes. There's not a whole lot you need to be doing.
Yeah.
Most of the work with grapes comes in the spring.
Yeah. And I think that's great information. I mean, people, grapes are kind of one of those plants that, like, we all want them. We're never really sure how to take care of them. Grapes are really sturdy plants. They can really take a beating. Yeah. And so that's why it's tough to talk about what to do, because you don't actually have to do a whole lot for them. We actually tend to probably do too much for them than they really need.
It really depends. Growing grapes is one of those things you can get really involved, really technical, or you can just let them go.
Yeah.
Either way, you're going to get grapes.
Right.
You might get a better quality if you're in there tweaking them a lot.
Right.
You don't have to. You're right.
Yeah.
They are very hardy plants.
Yeah. Very hardy. So let's talk about grapes. Clean them up, get them ready. Don't worry about too much pruning right now. How about caneberries? So your blackberries, raspberries, anything like
that. Marionberries, boysenberries. Yeah, all these caneberries. Go ahead. Those canes that produce fruit this year, cut them down.
Mm.
They are dead.
Okay.
Or they're on their way to being dead. That key, it cleans things up. So you're ready for next spring that way. Otherwise, the canes that grew up this year, those are the ones that are going to produce fruit for you next season.
Yeah.
Leave those alone, of course. If they're 3-4 foot tall, go ahead and leave them there. But, the ones that produce this year, cut them out.
Interesting. That's really good. That's a tidbit that I was not really aware of. If it produced this year, it's done.
It's done.
It's not going to do anything for you next year. So very, very good. We got a phone call, so let's go to Virginia in Boise. Virginia, how's it going? How can we help you today? Oh, Virginia, I pushed the wrong button. Virginia, hi, there you are. Sorry about that. I pushed the wrong button. How can we help you today?
Know when is the best time to trim trees. I've got a huge tree, sycamore, in the front yard, and I'm scared to death one of the branches is going to come down. It's 50 years old and never been pruned. And then the apple tree and plum trees that I can't even remember when I did it. I just did it as I needed to. But they have those shoots that go straight up, and they have to be cut off, I know.
Yeah, so on the big sycamore tree, if you've got limbs that you're worried about falling or that would potentially damage your property or cause issues, get those out of there. You don't have to wait for that kind of thing.
Oh, really? It won't hurt the tree?
No.
Because one fell a few weeks ago onto the street, and it was about 6 inches in diameter at the base, so it wasn't a very big one. But then I thought, whoops, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if it's pruned properly, you can really do. If it's one of those things where it's kind of like your exception, right? So the best time to prune may be spring, but if it's going to be a potential hazard, you want to remove it before that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait for it to happen. And if it's a larger limb, you know, make sure you've got. If you can do it, that's fantastic. But you might have to have somebody come in and take it. If it's a really good sized limb, you want to have somebody who knows how to properly prune something like that, because it's not just going out there and cutting it one time. You're usually going to have to prune it down, start at the, towards the outside of it, and kind of take it in stages. So,
like, do little by little so you don't shock the tree.
It's not even so much shocking the tree. It's a matter of
your safety.
Yeah, your safety and the tree safety as well. And it's not a shock issue. If you cut a large limb, say, you've got something around that 6 inch, I mean, even like probably 3, even 4 inches, if you were to just go in and start cutting on the top of that, what will happen is that eventually the branch, on the outside, will be heavy enough. It'll start to pull it down, and what it'll do is just strip the bark down from the limb down onto the trunk, and that is a serious damage to the tree and can cause issues.
Stupid sycamore loses bark all the time.
Well, that's a natural thing for them.
That's a sycamore.
Yeah, sycamores actually have a defoliating bark, or it's not defoliating, but
we didn't know that when we planted it.
Yeah, that's natural for them. So there's nothing wrong there. Uh-huh. But Gary talked about it earlier. Your fruit trees and stuff, you want to wait if you can until. Usually, did you say February, Gary?
Yeah, usually February, March on those before they leaf out again.
Real hard.
Yeah, that's when you do your major pruning. Now,
I kind of thought so, but I wanted to be sure.
Yeah. Now, if it's been a while and you need to clean it up a bit, you can do some of that now. You just don't want to take a good majority off. Just take a smaller amount now, and then do your heavy pruning later.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Virginia. We appreciate it. Good luck to you. Stay safe. Anytime you're pruning a big tree, you always want to, take care, because it can go south really quickly. Yeah. Let's talk. Okay, so we talked about berries. Any kind of fertilizing that you recommend this time of year for any of these guys, the trees or the berries or anything otherwise?
All my fruit trees and so forth, I have actually just got done applying the last application of Thrive.
Yeah.
It sets them up for the winter time, so they're stronger and able to go through winter with less winter damage, let's say.
And that's one of the things I think Thrive is really vitally important for this time of year. more than probably anything else. Because the way I always look at it is, you know, it's gone through a whole year of all the stresses of life.
Summer stress, yes.
And on top of that, we had a stressful winter last year. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, it's used up a lot of energy. So anything we can get on there to really make sure it's got all the stuff it needs. Thrive is great because it doesn't force feed the tree. It's going to give it what it needs. It's going to have it available. And the tree will take in what it needs. It'll prepare itself for next year, and you'll be good shape next year. And you'll have a healthy tree that'll get through, you know, a winter, hopefully not as bad as last year.
Hopefully not.
let's hope so. So I think we are about there for another break. We're going to come back with one more segment here in the Zamzos Garden Show. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and now through Sunday, October 15th, Zamzel's is celebrating our 85th anniversary with a sale. But we couldn't have grown from one store to 11 without you, our wonderful customers. So we're saying thank you by saving you 10 to 60% off many of the items you need and use every day from Zamzel's. Like 10% off all Zamzel's quality livestock feeds, made fresh locally at our Meridian Mill. All pet foods, including Zamzel's and Grandma Z's, national brands, and even raw diets are 20% off, plus 20% off all pet supplies, including heated beds and bowls and pet beds and dog sweaters that just arrived for cooler weather. You'll also save 30% off home, patio, and gift decor, 40% off all trees, shrubs, shepherd hooks, and gloves, and a whopping 60% off all remaining pottery. But some items are limited to stock on hand, so shop now and save big, because for 85 years, when it comes to serving you,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
You don't think about your water heater until it doesn't work. Hi, Paul Jay from Meridian Plumbing, the Safe Choice Plumbers. They come out for free, they provide you with all the choices to fix the problem, and you don't pay a dime until you decide which choice, if any, works best for you. Whether it's gas or electric or tankless, Meridian Plumbing can replace or repair your current water heater. Also, an old house does mean old plumbing. And if you've experienced a leak in your plumbing due to polybutylene or other old piping issues, you may want to give Meridian Plumbing a call. Ask for a free estimate for a water line replacement. Meridian Plumbing specializes in O-House repipes and knows the most efficient replacement method using PEX pipe technology, all of which means great service and a great product. Call Meridian Plumbing, the safe choice. And remember, if they don't answer the phone, Meridian Plumbing, it's not Meridian Plumbing.
Rick Rickards here for House Check. Hey, are you thinking of buying or selling a house? If so, you're going to need a home inspection. So I want to tell you about a new home inspection company called House Check. House Check is revolutionizing the home inspection industry, making the process better for home buyers, home sellers, real estate agents, and for the best home inspectors, too. We're introducing innovations designed to deliver a whole new level of customer satisfaction. And get this, a complete House Check inspection often costs less than an ordinary home inspection. Plus, it comes with a money-back satisfaction guarantee. So listen, if you're thinking of buying or selling a house, you can trust House Check to deliver a better home inspection experience. Schedule your inspection now at housecheck.net or call us at 844-94-CHECK. That's 844-94-CHECK. House Check. Inspections done right.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Weekday mornings have never been more fun.
Only 1,000 years left.
Exactly.
I better go buy some shirts.
Paul, Jay, and Chris, starting at 5 on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for our last segment of this week's Zamzo's Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I am so pleased to have Gary Yandel been in studio today. Gary, thank you so much for being here, man. I know it's a long drive for you coming out from the Middleton store to be here, but I really appreciate it. I love talking to you. You have so much great knowledge for us about fruit trees and all sorts of stuff we didn't even talk about today. So
My pleasure. We really
had the aspirations to talk about so much more, but we had some great calls and covered some really important stuff. So I want to mention real quick that if you missed a part of the show or you'd like to come back and listen to this one, we do have the shows available on KBOI.com under their podcast sections, and that'll be up later early next week. So you can come back and listen to the show. And we covered a lot of great stuff today. So we want to finish the show off with talking about garlic and maybe getting some of the garden bed stuff ready to go. So, Gary, garlic is one that, you mentioned it when we were talking before the show started, and it's something I always experienced too. But every March and April, people would come into the store and ask if we had any garlic to sell or plant. And this is one of those things we always try to get it out there as much as we can. Garlic is not planted in the spring.
That's right.
And so what are we doing for garlic? What's the best time? And what do we need to know about getting garlic in the ground?
Now is the time.
Now is it.
Now is the time. It's a bulb. Think tulips.
Yep. It's a tulip or a daffodil. Any of that kind of thing.
Garlic is a bulb, and it needs to be planted now. If you wanted to get... If you wanted to split properly and give you all the many cloves,
right?
Now's the time to get it into the ground.
And garlic is a tricky one because Idaho is very controls garlic growth. Anybody that plants garlic in Idaho, it has to be grown in Idaho.
That's
so
right.
The supply of it is kind of limited. There's not a lot out there, and so that's why like you can't just go to the grocery store and grab a big thing of garlic and plant that. That's not what is allowed legally. So you want to watch that. Don't do that. The garlic we've got into the store is certified to be grown in Idaho. And what's nice is that we've got a couple of different varieties. So you can actually get a couple of different things, and they've all got some subtleties to it. Do you know, you remember what kind of varieties we've got in the store?
There's Italian, the Italian garlic, which is my favorite. It's got really good flavor and stores really well.
And it's a good size.
It's a good size bowl too. Yeah. Right. I can't think of the others, but there. I know there's a hardneck garlic which produces what's called a scab. Scab. That's like a flower head.
Okay.
And these different garlics will come ready at different times of the year, so you can plant a variety, be picking fresh garlic for longer periods of time. And like the hardneck garlic I mentioned before, this doesn't store so well, but it's got an excellent flavor to it. If you like roasted garlic, that's the one.
Nice, nice. So let's talk about how to plant them, because a lot of times, you get this bulb, and you're not going to necessarily, you'll plant it at the same time as your tulips and your daffodils and those things, but you're going to do the planting a little bit differently. Because you're going to have all these cloves on there, and each one of those cloves can actually turn into a head next year.
That's a new plant, each clove. So, you break the garlic bulb apart into its individual cloves.
And you're going to kind of plant it similar to, if you were to buy, an onion set, about the same depth. I usually say, about a thumb's depth. Is that the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, about a thumb's depth into the ground. Make sure you're planting it with the bottom side down and not upside down. So where you break it off, where the bottom was, it's easy to tell when it's on the when it's on the head. But once you break it off, it can get a little confusing. Usually there'll be a little bit of a scabby kind of part down below there. But you're going to plant them. What do you say the spacing is typically?
Anywhere from 3 to 6 inches apart.
Okay.
It would be great. And, they don't need a whole lot of space.
Right.
But
so one thing I really like to recommend with garlic is, you know, you're planting it this time of year. If you're going to do it in the garden where you plant everything else in the spring, really make sure you mark this off.
Yeah.
You know, do whatever you got to do. Put a giant sign there that says, don't disturb. This is the garlic. Do something so that you remember, so you don't come back in next spring and start rototilling everything up and pulling all your garlic up. So space it off, you know, put it in a corner, put it, you know, somewhere where you're going to remember where it's at, and do something to remind yourself where that's at so that you don't disrupt it next spring. And any other tips you have on planting garlic? Anything else you like to do with them?
For garlic, if you haven't already or previously done so, I highly recommend that you work into your soil some sulfur.
Mm.
And that will help with the flavor also. If you, into the bottom of the hole that you plant your garlic into, if you put a handful of bone meal there.
Okay.
Bone meal is, anybody who knows that plants bulbs, is great for producing big flowers. Well, in this case, we want to produce big bulbs that we're going to harvest next year.
Yeah, because bone meal is a high potassium or phosphorus?
Phosphorus. And cover them up. I leave an inch of compost over the top of that, kind of acts as an insulator so you don't get the frost heaving the bulbs up.
Right.
And that, of course, helps feed the bulb for next spring.
Next spring. Yeah. That's, they have really good tips. I hadn't thought about that, though, the frost heave, where it'll actually push it up a little bit. But a little bit of compost, what do you put, about a half inch or
about
less?
About an inch, yeah.
About an inch of compost?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll mostly be gone by, you know, May-ish or so by next year because you got your organism breaking that down.
Right.
I just, you know, for another plug for garlic, if you want a garden plant, that's so easy.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing that bothers garlic.
Yeah.
No diseases, no bugs. You put it in the ground, keep it watered, you get a product out of it.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a great starter plant. I mean, just, because of that, it's so low maintenance.
Yeah.
You know, and once it comes up, they're really interesting. They get that curl to them, and you get nice fresh garlic out of the garden next spring. And you can do it. You can space those out. You get a couple of those varieties. Don't just get one of them. Get 2 or 3 of them, as they're going to come out at different times. You're going to have different flavors. You're going to find out which one you like more. And that's just, it's just a good fun. I mean, really, garlic's one of those ones. I enjoy garlic probably more than most everything else, just because it is easy.
It's easy.
And because garlic is awesome and it tastes great. So, fantastic. So what other things, are you kind of doing to just get prepared for the winter? We got about a minute left. So, garden bed, vegetable bed stuff. What are you doing right now?
Yeah. Your planter beds, garden beds, whatever. Clean them up. Do not lay plants out there that are going to frost kill, winter kill, to rot through the wintertime like that. That is going to give you problems for next year. Any insects in that, they're going to hide in there too.
Right.
You don't want those. You want that population to be reduced as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So clean it up, everybody. We're getting there. It's getting colder. We want to make sure everything's nice and clean for the winter, and we'll prevent a lot of these issues for next year. Thank you so much for being here, Gary. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. So,
not a problem.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.